The words chosen for this morning are found in the fourth chapter of the book of Esther, beginning with the 13th verse. Then Mordecai told them to answer Esther, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for a time such as this?" Then Esther told them to return this answer to Mordecai. "Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast with me, neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise, and so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." In Jesus Christ, our crucified Savior, dear fellow redeemed, the Jewish feast of Purim begins today at sundown. It's a unique feast. It looks like a Jewish carnival with masquerades and parties. It's also known as the Feast of Esther, Purim, which means the lots, referring to the lots that were cast to decide the day of the Hebrews' demise, commemorates the Jews' deliverance from this first Holocaust referred to in the Bible, from the hands of Haman and his henchmen. The book of Ruth, so conspicuous by the absence of God's name throughout its pages, in every line seems to shout to us, the one who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. This morning, then, we look at the feast of Esther, saying that she dared to say yes. Queen Esther lives about 400 years before the birth of our Lord. The world power in the then known world was the Persian Empire, ruling this vast kingdom from India in the east to Ethiopia in the west. Was a man by the name of Xerxes that many of us may be somewhat familiar with because of the movie The 300. Well, Xerxes was a bit disgusted with his chief wife, Vashti, and he decided that he isn't going to put up with this anymore. He's going to get himself a new one. So in a beauty contest, especially arranged for this purpose, Esther is the winner, a Jewish young lady. She was little more than a slave, as a captive in exile. But God raises her to the throne of the queen of all Persia. Now Esther hadn't been queen for long before the God-ordained purpose for her elevation became evident. A wicked plot was hatched in the court to slaughter all the Jews in the realm. When her uncle Mordecai caught wind of the plot, he immediately sent to Esther this request. "Go to the king and plead for the lives of your people." Now, this might sound like a simple request, right? But it was far from it. According to the law of the Medes and the Persians, anyone who entered the throne room without being specifically permitted by the monarch was to be automatically killed. She had not been summoned. If she went uninvited, would Xerxes think that she was another proud Vashti? If that was the case, she probably wouldn't come out alive. She had one chance. Either the king would accept her, or she'd be lost forever. This was a very difficult decision for her. She had every reason to say no. She was the queen. She was living in luxury. She had servants, jewels, you name it. Why should she risk it all? Why should she put it on the line? Why not just stay hidden there, save your life? But Esther dared to say yes because she loved God and her people more than herself. She trusted in the promise of the Messiah Savior that gave her the courage to say yes. Dare we say yes? That question is being put to each of us this morning. This history of Esther almost seems like a Cinderella fairy tale, doesn't it? From a slave to the queen in the beauty contest. It hardly seems possible. And yet we know it's true from God's inerrant word. However, for each of us, an experience far more fantastic than this Esther story has occurred. When we came into this world, we were captives of sin and death, slaves of Satan. In fact, the Bible tells us we're worse off than slaves. What does it say? We were dead in trespasses and sins. And that terrible bondage can still be felt within us today, can't it? Because so often we do those things that we know are going to hurt ourselves and others. We're filled with bitterness, anger, covetousness, and greed. And yet, there's a rags-to-riches story for us, even more wonderful than that of Esther. The prince of heaven and earth became a pauper for you and me, so that we could be the sons of God. He took all those things that are burdening us this morning. He took our sin, our suffering, and our death, and took them upon himself and gave us his forgiveness, life, and salvation. The most dramatic gesture of love began in the virgin's womb when God's Son took the humanity, took the humility of our humanity and gave us in exchange the riches of his divinity. That treasure is offered to all of us again this morning in the life-giving word, and it is received by a simple, confident faith in the Savior. Now to us who are the sons and daughters of God by faith in Jesus Christ, the request of Mordecai comes. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for a time such as this? Esther was elevated to queen so she could be an instrument of God's redemption. Each one of us here who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb are instruments to show God's redeeming love in this loveless world. Today, the Lord may put in your path someone who wants to pour out his or her heart. You can comfort them with the comfort of the Lord, who is our helper and keeper. You may meet someone today that needs your assistance, and you can give a helping hand. At our work and at our leisure, we meet people who are on the broad roads of destruction, going to hell. Let's face it, that's what it is. Kind of scary, isn't it? It's not politically correct to talk that way, is it? But they're going to hell. And you and I have that which can save their immortal souls. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Let everyone know that as there was redemption in the days of Esther, so there is salvation today in the blood of the Lamb. Dare we say yes to God's request? We have the greatest motivation there is. God's Son gave His life for you and me and chose us as His own in the baptismal waters. We have come to the kingdom for a day such as this. Amen. This morning, we pray for the ancient Christian churches of the Middle East that are under terrible persecution today. Dear Father in heaven, Your Son, our Savior, told us, whoever desires to come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me. Therefore, we ask You to be with us in our crosses and in the persecution that we face for the name of the Savior. Especially this morning, we pray for the ancient churches in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Israel, and Egypt, who are under terrible persecution for the faith. Assure them that You are with them in this dreadful time. Strengthen them through Your means of grace to have peace in trial, and give them the courage to be faithful unto death, receiving the crown of life. O Lord, may the blood of the martyrs, as the new Coptic martyrs in Libya, always be the seed of the church. Then in these ancient lands, the name of the Savior will continue to be proclaimed to the glory of Your name. We ask it in the name of Your suffering Son. Amen. We continue with the hymn.